subject, should I run or stick around? Dear Stephen Shirley, I just met a guy online who seemed cool, and we just started dating. I immediately noticed that he was less educated and slightly less polished than the normal guys that I date. After our second date, I could not help but notice the smell of smoke in his clothing, so I asked him if he smoked, and he said yes. I was very disappointed and told him that I would never date a smoker, so he stopped smoking. My other issue with him was the fact that I noticed he had a lot of cheap black ink tattoos on his arm and neck, so I asked him if he had ever been in prison, and his response was yes. I was disappointed for the second time, and now he says he is getting back on his feet, going to school, and trying to finally be the man that he always wanted to be. He is 44 and has never been married. I am 39 and I have not been married. I would love to settle down and have a family one day, but I do not know if this situation is right for me. I have a great job, my own place, and I have never been in trouble with the law. This guy has a 9th grade education, is working on his GED/trade school degree, lives with his mother, and only been out for 2 months after serving a 5-year sentence for selling drugs. I have been out on several dates with him, and I enjoy his company, and he treats me like a lady. I can tell he is a good person who made some horrible mistakes, but I do not know if dating him is right thing for me, is the right thing for me. Should I look for a man who is on my level? Does that man even exist? Are my standards too high? I've been single for 3 years, and I know being alone is not in God's plan. I was hoping you would read my letter and give me some insight on what I should do. Please help. Sincerely, confused. You say you've been single for 3 years and you know being alone is not in God's plan. Okay, so now you're dating a guy. Let's go over him, the one that you're currently dating. You say he's slightly less polished than the normal guys you date. But you also say you haven't dated in 3 years. You asked him to stop smoking. He did. You asked him another question. Has he ever been in prison? He told you the truth. Yes. He is working on his GED/trade school degree. And finally, in your own words, you say you can tell he's a good person that made some mistakes and he treats you like a lady. Well, so far, so good. You've only dated him but a short time, but so far, so good. I say this is not a perfect guy, no, but you just started dating him. So I say take some time, get to know him. Maybe you'll find out he is a decent person who has made some mistakes, like you say. And he's trying to get his life together. Just take your time with him, though. Don't rush into anything. Just take your time. Steve?
I'm a little concerned about this lady in this letter, to be honest with you. You know, I agree with everything Shirley said. I think you diagnosed this letter absolutely on point, Shirley. I really do. You know, I immediately noticed you met this guy online that he's less educated and slightly less polished than the normal date guys I date. Most women I know, when you put them right next to most men I know, the lady oftentimes comes across as a bit more polished. I know that's the case in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, Marjorie is more, I go left in the conversation in a minute. I ain't got a whole lot for. And she's very different in that regard. You know, she can hold it together a lot better than me. So most men, we try to marry up like that anyway. Mm-hmm. Most men that I know, we try to marry up. Mm-hmm. You know, we go after the best one we can call wife.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
I
cool.
See that.
Now, the man, you're very disappointed. You smell smoke in his clothes. You told him you wouldn't date a smoker, so he stopped smoking. Then you notice he had a lot of cheap black ink tattoos on his arm and neck. You ask him he ever been to prison. His response was yes. I was disappointed for the second time. Now he says he's getting back on his feet, going to school, trying to finally be the man that he always wanted to be. That's a positive thing. Mm-hmm. He's 44, has never been married. Can't been in prison. Hard to get married in there. I am 39. I've not been married. That y'all got that in common. I would love to settle down and have a family one day. Maybe that could go in conjunction with him saying he's finally going to be the man that he always wanted to be. But I don't know if this situation is right for me. I have a great job, my own place, and I've never been in trouble with the law. This guy has a ninth grade education, is working on his GED, trade school degree, lives with his mother, only been out for 2 months after serving a 5-year sentence for selling drugs. Okay, it's obvious that you have a problem with all of that. And you have every right to have a problem with all of that. What do you want in a man? And what don't you want in a man? Ladies, this is all this comes down to. This sounds like a guy that's trying to get it together and pull himself back up on his feet. That's what it sounds like.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.